Item of other business is subdivision 2021-24, Fisher's Point, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan. This is a final subdivision plan for the Fisher's Point subdivision, a standard subdivision consisting of 45 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management facilities, grassed islands, sidewalks, and open space. The preliminary site plan, subdivision plan, was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, November 17th, 2022, subject to 18 conditions. Property is located on the west side of Revel Road, Sussex County Road 410, approximately 0.23 miles north of the intersection of Revel Road, Sussex County Road 410, and Lewis Road, Sussex County Road 409. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Tax parcels are District 133, Map 16, Tax Parcel 81.00, Tax Parcel 81.03, Tax Parcel 81.04, 81.05, 81.06, 81.10, and 81.13. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Everybody good? Mr. Chairman, I move we approve a final subdivision plan for 2021-24 Fisher's Point.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-24 Fisher's Point final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-30 Pelican Point phases 4 and 5 final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Pelican Point Phase 4 and 5 subdivision, a cluster subdivision consisting of 219 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management facilities, and open space. Preliminary subdivision plan for Phases 4 and 5 of the subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, March 11th, 2021. Subject to 19 conditions, which proposed an addition of 30 lots to the previously approved 189-lot subdivision, yielding the 219 total single-family lots and amenities to include a recreation area, dog park, and seven parking spaces. Property is located on the south and east sides of Townsend Road, Sussex County Road 303, approximately 750 feet south of Harmons Hill Road, Sussex County Road 302. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 234, Map 16.00, Parcel 21.03, Parcel 21.07, Parcel 23.01, and District 234, Map 16.00, Parcel 1509.00 through 1697.00. Zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final subdivision plan for 2019-30, Pelican Point, Phase 4 and 5.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-30, Pelican Point, Phases 4 and 5, final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-34, Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Suncrest subdivision, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, a cluster subdivision consisting of 36 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management facilities, and open space. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 12th, 2023, subject to 19 conditions, while a revised preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 27th, 2023. Property is located on the south side of Waterview Road, Sussex County Road 279A, and Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279A. Approximately 0.17 mile east of the intersection of Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279, and Waterview Road, Sussex County Road 279A. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 12.00, Parcel 22.31. Zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Thanks. I want to acknowledge that there was a public comment that was in opposition from someone who's a neighbor to that new development. And I think their primary concern was, you know, the obstruction of their views. And so just acknowledging that I saw it, I read it. I'm sure others did. But I think we're at the final site plan stage of things. So I move that we grant final site approval subject to any other outstanding agency requirements for 2021-34 Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead.
Final by staff?
Well, it's already final, so they already have all the agency approvals.
They all have all the approvals are there.
Yep. Okay. So it's just
final. I second.
Yes. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-34 Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead. Final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Martin Property Development LLC, Frankfurt Business Park Phase 2, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for Frankfurt Business Park Phase 2 for the construction of three office buildings. Each of the three structures are proposed to contain four units each, hosting both office and warehouse uses. The total square footage proposed to the site includes 7,935 square feet of office space and 90,675 square feet of warehouse use and 18,890 square feet of indoor recreation with parking and other site improvements. The previous preliminary plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on Thursday, March 23, 2023. The primary revision to the plan is the addition of the indoor recreation use and additional parking. Staff are requesting the Planning and Zoning Commission provide clarification regarding the application of the parking use matrix in Section 115-162A of the Sussex County Code as it applies to the proposed uses in the revised preliminary site plan. Properties located off DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and Delaware Avenue, Sussex County Road 54A. Tax parcel is District 433, map 11.00, parcel 21.00. Zoning is LI1, Light Industrial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desired to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the revised preliminary site plan for lands of Martin Property Development, LLC, Frankfurt Business Park, Phase 2, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
And just to confirm, if we could please, Mr. Mears, on the parking calculation to be used in that final site plan, the commission is happy with the one parking space per four fixed seats, or are you requiring a different standard?
So I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the lands of Martin Property Development LLC, Frankfurt Business Park Phase 2, revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary, did you say by final?
Final by staff.
Final by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Carried. Next item is site plan 23-36, Silverleaf, formerly known as MRBP LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a large farm pond to consist of 14.32 acres, plus or minus, with access off a 40-foot ingress-egress access easement over a 20-foot-wide stabilized dirt drive and other related site improvements. The plans are being submitted under Section 115-219A of the Sussex County Code, which requires site plan review for certain uses to include proposed farm ponds. Commission last reviewed the plans at their meeting of Thursday, September 14th, 2023, where it was requested that further information regarding the future use of the site, including information on the soil via soil feasibility studies study be provided. In the response to this request, the applicant has supplied an explanatory memo which explains that the eastern side of the site is being preserved due to having the greatest potential for septic drain fields. Additionally, the applicant has supplied a soils report from Atlantic Resource Management, Inc., and a conceptual plan, which detail the entire plan for the site to include a minor subdivision plan proposal to facilitate five proposed single-family cottages on fee simple lots bordering the proposed farm pond amenity use. A minor subdivision plan for these elements will be submitted for the consideration as a separate item of other business on a future agenda of the commission. Lastly, the applicant has supplied written correspondence from the Delaware Department of Agriculture indicating no objection to the proposed use. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. Proposal is located on a 56.93 acre plus or minus parcel of land on the southwest side of McCary Road, Sussex County Road 385. Approximately 857 feet south of Frankfort School Road, Sussex County Road 92. Tax parcels are District 533, Map 5.00, Parcel 38.00, and Parcel 41.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
So, commissioners, on this one, just particularly for our newer ones, this is a site that was the subject of a borrow pit application, public hearing, and I don't recall procedurally how it went, but it ended up not getting approved, and there was a lot of opposition to it based on the truck traffic, other things on the roadways and the residential properties that were around it. Back when this came back to the commission, it looks like it on September 14th, there was some question whether it was a farm pond or whether it's a borrow pit by another name. And so you all understand borrow pits require conditional uses, and we've had many of them come through for many different people. There's specific requirements for a borrow pit, including buffering and the design of the borrow pit. In addition, there's conditions that the commission has created that are uniform on all these. I'm not taking a position on this one way or the other, and I hope it's not intended or heard that way, but I just want you to consider the ramifications of approving a farm pond and whether it's truly being used for farm purposes. I mean, I know it just strikes me that there's an exhibit in the record that shows that they're proposing lots and that the pond's located where the soils are, less feasible for septic systems. The point being is that if we start approving borrow pits as something else, nobody's going to apply for a borrow pit anymore, and the people that have had to comply with the borrow pit requirements are going to be upset because they could have just done a farm pond and not worried about it. So there's a lot to consider in this, I would just say.
The commission recommended approval, but the council gave it a firm no.
Okay.
So
yeah, I couldn't recall, Mr. Mayor.
I can call a cat a dog all day, but it's still a cat.
Yeah.
So this is simply renaming something doesn't justify
approval for something
that was formally denied.
Right. I mean, it could be a stormwater management pond as part of that subdivision and deal with SCD with that.
Right.
Or it could be a borrow pit through the conditional use process. And if it's different enough, they could apply for that again.
This is the same one where he was asking for
either way, it appears that we're backing into something. We're either backing into a borrow pit or we're backing into a subdivision with a stormwater pond and for a subdivision. That's not how it's intended to be. The applicant needs to apply for what it is they want to do, and then let us consider it like we do everything else. I tend to feel the same way, and since it is, and I appreciate your not taking a position, but it is our job to take a position, and mine is that I don't think this is a good idea.
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
I move we deny the preliminary site plan for site plan 23-36 Silver Lake, formerly known as MRBP LLC.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to deny the preliminary site plan for site plan 23-36 Silver Leaf, formerly known as MRBP LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Justice Property, Old Mill Ventures, LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Justice Property, Old Mill Ventures, LLC, for the construction of 14 multifamily structures ranging from 7,820 to 8,800 square feet for each of a total of 128 residential units. The plan's residential breakdown includes 56 townhouse units across 10 buildings, 72 multifamily apartment units across 4 buildings, parking, internal roads, and stormwater management. The total square footage proposed at the site includes approximately 115,000 square feet of multifamily residential use structures. The preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Old Mill Road, Sussex County Road 349, approximately 0.3 mile east of White's Neck Road, Sussex County Road 347. Tax parcel, District 134, Map 12, Parcel 72.01. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made by made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could assist, just the Commission doesn't see many of this type of application these days. In the general commercial C1 zoning districts, multifamily is actually permitted by right. But in all cases, the Commission must always see a site plan for site plan review. So that although the use is permitted, the site plan still comes from you in the same way as it had gone through a public hearing. So that's why the record doesn't include any details of any prior public hearing for this. So,
and just to follow up on that, thanks, Mr. Whitehouse. It's our highest density. It's 12 units an acre in C1. Again, for historical benefit, we had C1 and it was permitted to go 12 units an acre. Probably 10 or 15 years ago, Mr. Wheatley, we closed the C1 so you couldn't apply for a new C1 districts and went to CR1.
What was happening is C1 was intended to be commercial, but there was this characteristic in the code that allowed it to be developed for residentially at 12 units to the acre, which is, as Vince pointed out, it's the heaviest density that we have. So what was happening is the developers were, and I understand this, it was their right to do this. They were buying up the C1 land and putting 12 units to the acre, so we had to change our approach to that. So we closed the C1 district. But once you have C1, you can't take it away. So there are still C1 parcels out there, and I'm sure we're going to continue to see them every now and then. But it become less and less frequent. In fact, this is the first one we've had in a couple years, I think, of any size. We might have had a couple small ones, but
yeah. No, that's true, Mr. Wheeler.
So anyway, so it's by right, so it's basically this is a site plan approval process.
So I think I may have a motion then if no one else.
Okay. Sure.
I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for the Justice property, Old Mill Ventures LLC, subject to final staff review and all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Justice property, Old Mill Ventures LLC preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item is site plan 19-49, Cattail Villas, formerly known as Warrington Family Townhomes, final amenities plan.
This is an amenities plan for the creation of a proposed 610 square foot plus or minus pool area, 1,915 square foot plus or minus deck area, and a small pool house building containing restroom facilities and related pool equipment to be located within the existing Cattail Villas development. At their meeting of Thursday, February 7th, 2020, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan for the construction of 22 duplexes, multifamily units on the property, with final site plan approvals made subject to staff upon the receipt of all the required agency approvals. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for the original conditional use application, conditional use number 2151 for the property. The property is located on the east side of Old Landing Road, Sussex County Road 274 in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Tax parcel District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1, Zoning MR, Medium Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the final amenities plan for S19-49 Cattail Villas, formerly known as Warrington Family Townhomes.
Okay. I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-49, Cattail Villas, formerly known as Warrington Family Townhomes, final amenities plan.
Preliminary and final.
As preliminary and final? Preliminary and final. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Michael and Jennifer Mazzolius, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 6-acre plus or minus parcel into 4 lots plus the residual lands with access off a 50-foot ingress egress access easement over the existing private road known as Retreat Lane. Proposed lot 1 will contain 1.388 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot 2 will contain 1.505 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot 3 will contain 1.491 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot 4 will contain 1.02 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands will contain 1.766 acres plus or minus. A shared use maintenance agreement has been established for the use and maintenance of the shared access road. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The parcel is located on the east side of Irons Lane, Sussex County Road 348, approximately 100 feet south of Old Mill Road, Sussex County Road 349. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 166.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore this application is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for preliminary and final for lands of Michael and Jennifer Mazzolius.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Michael and Jennifer Mazzolius. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of BARLR3 LLC, minor subdivision off of a 100-foot easement. Wow.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of a 17.08-acre plus or minus parcel into 2 proposed lots, including residual lands with access from an existing 100-foot ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 will consist of 3.00 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall contain 14.8 acres plus or minus. A shared use and maintenance agreement has been established for the proposed and existing parcel already using the easement for access. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The parcel is located on the east side of Beaver Dam Road, Sussex County Road 285, Route 23, approximately 0.21 miles north of the intersection of Beaver Dam Road and Indian Mission Road, Sussex County Road 22, Route 5. Tax parcel, District 234, Map 16, Parcel 14.01, Zoning AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve a minor subdivision off a 100-foot easement with final by staff upon all agency approvals for lands of BAR LR3 LLC.
I second the motion.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of BAR LR3 LLC as a preliminary and with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. Moving on.